state. And if I were you, you an old aviator, and you're going to have to build a supersonic. The Russians and the British and the English got them, and I don't think it would hurt you a damn bit. And I just tell my wife, get her gown, put on some perfume, and let you get in the president's bed. And then let these astronauts stretch out, and we'll make a bed to them, and take all the goddamn kids and everybody they want to, and go to the fair, and then come back when you get ready Sunday or whatever time.
You speak me off my feet. You know how much I love you, and I want to do anything in the world you want, but I do have to think about what's going to happen to you next week and the week after that. And that, I mean, look, I'll do anything you want.
Well, now, what's wrong? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me? What's wrong with astronauts going to the air show? The goddamn thing just to go to golf, putting it on. I think they lined up three blocks in line. But you think about it. I'm on my way over now. I don't want to be late. I'm going to bring Tom Dewey to your party.
Let me say one thing to you.
Hold that movie till I get there.
Yeah, let me say one thing to you. We've done mighty well for you, and we've done the image we've created around the world is terrific, and I would hate to take the risk in pairing it with too rapid an action yet, because what we've done has been done with the greatest of care, and what you did today presented the image of this nation for those children better than anyone else can present it anytime, anywhere. And my judgment is we ought to rest on that a little, because what you've done is more than any living man has ever done on a similar occasion to show that when we got to shoot down a plane and do the things we're doing.
All that's reasons why they ought to go to. This is Thursday, and you can be back Sunday. So just get ready to go, and unless you've got something more important or you're dead and don't want to go, if you do, let them go. Bob Anderson just called me in connection with the president's interest in the French handling the Gemini film. Words from my embassy in Paris showing it began yesterday. Their four consecutive performances, the full houses, tremendous demand, showing continued this afternoon. Crowds were so great that police protection was needed to keep the lines outside under control and trying to force the people who had seen the film once to leave the theater so instead of seeing it a second time.
How can you beat that? I mean, why?
Well, I can't. Goddamn it, quit debating with me. Let's go. Get ready. I'll be over in a minute.
All right.